Coming up next, we are talking about the North Country National Scenic Trail. Their virtual workshops are going on tomorrow and Thursday. And Art Norton joins us now. Morning, Art. Thanks for being here.
Good morning. Good
hey,
morning.
Art.
So,
how are you?
We're doing well. We're glad to be talking to you.
So John told me there is a new connection for the North Country Trail in Grand Rapids. Can you tell me about it?
Sure. We're just out there with a couple other people hiking yesterday, and it was just so nice that I wanted to, you know, reach out a little bit in case some people, I know a lot of people know of it, but a lot of people probably don't. It's about a 3-mile trail, footpath trail. And John, earlier I heard you giving me a nice little extra promotion ahead of time. And I'm going to get in big trouble for this, because if it's a 4-lane highway, well, I'm in big trouble. Let me re-describe it as a quiet little footpath through the woods, well marked with blue blazes. And there's not brush overhanging the trail, but the footpath itself is about a foot wide.
Yeah.
So,
I guess
nice, beautiful trail. And it goes up. You know, it's steep enough in a couple places that there are steps. It goes along the Prairie River, and it starts. So there are two access points, just to let people know about it. And I know your time is short here. So there are two access points. One is just as you're leaving town on Highway 169, past the what we used to call the experiment station, but the U of M farm. There's a road to the left. It's marked as 28th Avenue North. You just follow that for a mile and park and walk up past the gate, and you'll see the trail markers. And maybe people need more information, they could contact me, and I could give them better information. The other parking spot is 3 miles north on Highway 61. Near the Prairie River Dam. And there's an actual parking spot there in a map. But it's a beautiful spot. We saw all kinds of wildflowers yesterday. Warblers are singing like crazy. We did not encounter any black bears. So that was good. No snapping turtles. Just had a wonderful, wonderful hike. And the woods are wide open now, of course.
Yeah.
The leaves are starting to come out. June berries are in bloom.
Oh, did you see some?
The small trees are starting to bloom along parts of the trail. Yeah, so it was really nice. So if people are looking for a new place to hike, it's a great spot.
So
I'll just mention also, it's part of the, you know, east to west, going from North Dakota all the way to Vermont now, hiking trail.
Yeah. And you're going to be having something going on in the next couple of days where we get a chance to, put in some input about the rest of the trail? Because there's a lot of the trail that's not completed in Minnesota.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. So tomorrow, they're holding two sessions. Tomorrow starting at 10 in the morning, or Thursday at 7 p.m. And it's a combined effort of the North Country Trail Association, the national group, and more locally, the really excellent planners at the Arrowhead Regional Development Commission, ARDC.
Mm-hmm.
So, the best way I can direct people right now to find out about it, if they'd like to be part of that, you know, and just hear about it more, or if they might have some suggestions where to site this on the trail that is, okay, so our little Prairie River hiking trail that ends on Highway 61 there's a big, what they call the big gap. It's over 100 miles of no trail that goes all the way to Tower. And then you can start picking up existing hiking trails and then up into the Boundary Waters area hiking trails. And then the Lake Superior hiking trail. So there is a link to a Facebook. So if you go to Facebook.com/events, and then it's the Arrowhead Reroute. I think that's the way to connect to this planning session. Okay. Or you could contact the ARDC in out of Duluth.
Yeah, we'll put a couple of addresses online for people who are curious and want to
Great.
And your feeling about this connection, the 100-mile gap?
Oh, I'm excited about it. It's a bit daunting. It's something that is only starting to get worked on. Most of the trail nationally is built, but there are some gaps in some of the states that it goes through. And the trail is basically built by volunteers and maintained by volunteers. It's a wonderful thing. It's a little bit like the Appalachian Trail and the Pacific Crest Trail, only it goes east-west.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, Art, thanks for
joining us. So people are interested and want to get involved. It's going to be everything from planning to eventually getting out in the woods and hanging flags and figuring out which hill to go up and which wetland to avoid, and then getting out there with hand tools mostly to make a trail. So,
all right.
It's kind of fun.
Thank you, Art.
So we're looking for lots of volunteers.
All right. Well, we'll do our best to promote it, and we thank you for the work that you and others have already done to complete the 3-mile section that runs from the University of Minnesota Experiment Station up to the Prairie Lake, Prairie River Dam.
All right. Thanks much.
You bet. That was Art Norton. Art is a member of the North Country Trail Association and a volunteer and a contributor to KAXE.
That's right. You can call us if you want more information on how to get involved in those planning workshops. They're virtual workshops, of course. And you can call us at 800-662-5799.